You take care of a lot of patients who need a heart transplant or who've had a heart transplant. Who ends up needing a heart transplant, and how well do people do after they've finally gotten one?
If we had donor hearts for everybody who needed a heart transplant, we could be doing transplants for 200,000 people a year
In the United States.
in the United States. But what the reality is it's about 2,000 lucky patients per year in the United States who get a heart transplant. And who ends up needing it are those who really have progression of heart failure and are considered good candidates for heart transplantation, which often means what makes them not a good candidate is usually things like being too old for a transplant, or alternatively, having too many comorbidities that prevent having the heart transplant. And also, it's very important that these patients have adequate social support so that they can survive well and happily after heart transplant. And for those lucky 2,000 per year in the United States who get it, generally they do very well and resume a normal life. Several of my favorite patients have become great spokespeople for heart transplantation in general by demonstrating what they can do after transplant. One has run several 5K races, climbed mountains in Canada, and was really a true role model for others having lost 100 pounds after heart transplant.
Inspirational.
Inspirational. And he sends us pictures every now and then to thank us, to thank really the greater communities for his great gift of life. We've also had a terrific spokesperson who was a nurse herself who ultimately had a heart transplant, and she's been a terrific spokeswoman for women with heart disease and therefore women who need heart transplant.
Some patients aren't lucky enough to get a heart transplant, and so they have an artificial heart. What's an artificial heart, and how well do those work?
Technology is really great. These artificial hearts are now called ventricular assist device or left ventricular assist device to really support the left ventricle or the left side of the pumping chamber of the heart. And these LVADs, which we like to abbreviate everything as I mentioned before, these LVADs really can sustain patients for years. And they are a sort of heart pump or heart bypass machine to allow the body to function relatively normally for as long as that machine works.
And how functional are those people?
These people are almost normal, except that they have some limitations. Because it's a heart pump that requires electricity, they will have a drive line that comes out of the body to connect them to a power source. So they can't go swimming, they can't take a bath, but they can certainly shower and walk along the beach and be careful with everything they do to make sure their drive line's nice and safe. But ultimately, they're doing everything that they want to do outside of the water as long as they're keeping their pump and drive line relatively safe. That includes running, that includes dancing, that includes doing whatever type of races they want to do too.
A heart transplant, though, is a better long-term possibility for those who get a transplant and who are medically capable of getting one. Is that right? Or is the technology so advanced that they're almost equal?
Well, we all have biases, and I will share with you that my bias is that still tissue is better than a machine. But ultimately, the machines are going to catch up. And at this point, we still think, many of us, that the heart transplant is better because it's more durable. But you trade one set of problems for another, and after heart transplant, there may be potential complications that the patient has to be vigilant about to prevent future complications or other problems related to transplant. But the machine, very simple. It's a machine. You don't have to take 20 pills in the first month after implantation, but the machine doesn't last forever. Eventually, we think these machines can last very, very long. We've heard of some of these LVADs supporting patients for 10 years or more. And when the driveline gets internalized and it's all inside the body, like a pacemaker or defibrillator, maybe that's when they can really last just as long as a heart transplant.